You're listening to Nitty Gritty Nursing with Nurse M, where she breaks down the nitty gritty basics of nursing concepts. Hello and welcome to the Nitty Gritty Nursing with Nurse M. Today I'm going to break down two of the most frequently done lab tests that we do on patients in the hospital, a complete blood count and a basic metabolic panel. And I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on how to memorize and remember what the normal lab values are. This would be helpful if you're at the bedside, but even more so if you're taking an exam with a nursing faculty who want you to know what these lab values are. This is the easiest way that I've come to remember these. And these are things that I've remembered over the course of the years that I've been working as a bedside nurse. And they're helpful just to remember what the normal values are. So the first one that I'm going to start with is the complete blood count. And basically, there's five primary things inside of a complete blood count that we look for in the hospital setting or in the healthcare medical setting. Those are going to be your white blood cells, your red blood cells, your hemoglobin, your hematocrit, and your platelets. Now, the way to remember these is to associate the values with things that you already know of, and it can be something very silly or something that is already very ingrained inside your brain. So this might work for you, this might not, but it's just another option to approach it by. And I will also say that, yes, men and female lab values are going to differ slightly, but again, this is just a very generalized approach to help you remember the core of what normal should be. So to start off with, we're going to talk about white blood cell counts. And we want to know what these are because when we have too much white blood cells, we worry about an infectious process going on. And if you just think about WBCs, which is the acronym that we use to shorthand write out white blood cells, WBC is just another way of referencing that you want to buy a car. WBC, want to buy a car. And for me, frankly, I'm going to go with a used car just because I don't see the value in a brand new car that loses half of its value once you drive it off the lot. So if we think about it this way, and you want to buy used car, you know, it's reasonable to say that you're going to spend anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000. Okay, $5,000 and $10,000 for want to buy a car, a used car, and that is your range of normal for white blood cells. It's 5,000 to 10,000. Okay, so there's the white blood cells. Now your red blood cells. The trick to remember this is when you think about red blood cells, of course we think about blood. Well, when we think about blood, the average adult human body has approximately 4.5 to 5.5 liters of blood. Yes, this will vary depending on which gender you are, how tall, how short you are, but the average for an adult human being has about 4.5 to 5.5 liters of blood. And that correlates perfectly with normal range of red blood cells being 4.5 to 5.5 million in the system. Now, because we're talking about red blood cells, hemoglobin and hematocrit come next. Hemoglobin, if we think about what the hemoglobin does, just on principle, is it transports oxygen. Well, when you think about oxygen as being carried via the hemoglobin, in order for this to occur, we have to breathe about 12 to 18 breaths a minute at rest, which is classified as a normal for someone who's breathing. And that will help you remember that the normal range for hemoglobin is 12 to 18 grams per deciliter. Okay, follow that up with hematocrit. If you take the last four letters of hematocrit, you just get crit, C-R-I-T. And what I want you to translate that into is a crisis. And what I want you to associate that with is a midlife crisis. And if we think about it this way, then we know that typically a midlife crisis for the average human is going to occur somewhere between the ages of 40 and 50 years of age. That should help you remember that a normal hematocrit is 37 to 50. So if you just associate hematocrit, midlife crisis, you're going to be somewhere in the correct ballpark of what those normal ranges should be. Now, the last component of a complete blood count that we're going to talk about are the platelets. And if you consider the name platelets, the word plate is actually built into it. Now, this is a little bit of a stretch, but the trick to remember this is when you think of that word plate, think of like fine china that you would get at a really nice boutique store. And a set of those plates that come with the bowls and the side salad pieces, a really nice set of china that you would eat on for multiple years to come, is going to cost somewhere in the range of $150 to $400 on average for an entire set. Now, you're going to have the variance, right, between, well, do you just get a four-piece set or an eight-piece set? No, just think about fine china plates are going to cost, if you get a set, between $150 to $400. And that will help you remember that the normal range for platelets is going to be 150,000 to 400,000. So that is for the complete blood count. White blood cells, think want to buy a car, make it used. You're going to spend between $5,000 and $10,000, with a normal lab value being $5,000 to $10,000. Red blood cells, think of total volume of blood inside of your body, right? The average human adult has 4.5 to 5.5 liters of blood in the body. Normal value is 4.5 to 5.5. Hemoglobin, think, what does hemoglobin do? It carries oxygen. Well, what's a normal respiratory rate for an average adult? 12 to 18 breaths a minute. Your normal lab value for hemoglobin is going to be 12 to 18. Hematocrit, think midlife crisis, 40s to 50s. Your normal hematocrit level is 37 to 50. And platelets, if you think of China plates, a really nice set, it's going to cost you between $150 to $400. And that's $150,000 to $400,000 for a normal lab range. Now let's talk about a basic metabolic panel. Now there's 8 components to a basic metabolic panel that you might consider wanting to know. That's going to be your sodium, your potassium, your BUN, your creatinine, your glucose, calcium, chloride, and then bicarbonate. So how do you remember all of these aspects of a basic metabolic panel? Well, let's start from the top and kind of break this down. So sodium, if we think about sodium, the normal lab value for sodium is 135 to 145 milliequivalents per liter. If you can't, or if you struggle on remembering that, the way to remember this is that sodium has the word odd in it, the O-D. I recognize there's not a second D, but if you just know that sodium has the word odd in it, and then you just combine the first 3 odd numbers in the numerical system, which is 135, that's your starting point, and add 10. So it's 135 to 145. Potassium, on the other hand, right, that's an electrolyte that we measure inside of a basic metabolic panel. And the normal range for potassium is 3.5 to 5.5 milliequivalents per liter. Now, the trick to remembering what a normal potassium level is when you go to the grocery store and you go to pick up a bundle of bananas. Usually, when you go to pick up the bananas, they're either in, you know, a bundle of 3 or 5 in a bunch. Sometimes I go, I don't eat a lot of bananas, so I always try to find a bundle of 3 bananas. But for the most part, they come as a bundle of 5. And you want to buy them at half off if you can. So to remember this, when we think of potassium, 3.5 to 5, the bundle of a banana comes as 3 or 5. So that's for potassium. Now, BUN stands for blood urea nitrogen. And that is one of the things that we use to assess renal function. We use BUN and creatinine. Don't worry, we're going to get to creatinine. But for BUN specifically, the way to remember the normal lab value, which is 5 to 20 milligrams per deciliter, the way to think about this is BUN, if you're not saying out the letters individually and you just say bun, if you think about a bunion that's on your foot, you have 5 digits on one foot, okay? So that's the first one, 5. But in total, unless you've had an amputated digit, you actually have a total of 20 digits. So the way to remember BUN's normal lab range is to think about bunions. On one foot, there's 5 digits, but we have a total of 20 digits. So that's BUN. Now, creatinine, which is another measurement of renal function that we look for, the normal range for creatinine is 0.6 to 1.2 milligrams per deciliter. The way that I remember this is that the word creatinine has the word 9 at the end. And so I take that word 9 and I translate that to 0.9. And I know that that is right in the middle of the normal lab value, 3 on either side. So 0.9 is right in the middle. And that should help you remember that the range on either side of it should be 0.6 to 1.2 if it's smack dab in the middle. Glucose, which I think no one has difficulty remembering a normal glucose level, but if you should, normal glucose levels range from 70 to 100 milligrams per deciliter. And the way to remember glucose is really to think about glucose and sugar molecules as an energy expenditure. And really, when in life does our energy start to decline? Our energy starts to decline in our elderly years, especially when we're between the ages of 70 and 100 years of age. So that's normal range for glucose. Now we're going to get into calcium. And calcium is another electrolyte that we use and measure inside of a basic metabolic panel. The normal calcium range is 8.5 to 10.5 milligrams per deciliter. And the way to remember a normal calcium level is you think of calcium, you think of milk. Well, a gallon of milk weighs about 8.5 pounds. And then you think of 2% milk. And that helps you to remember to add 2 to the 8.5, and that gives you the normal range of 8.5 to 10.5. Chloride, another electrolyte, the normal range for chloride is 95 to 105 milliequivalents per liter. Now, the trick to remember this is when you think of chloride, I always think of like swimming pools or hot tubs, and the average temperature of a hot tub specifically should be between 95 and 105 degrees Fahrenheit. So that will help you remember that the normal range for chloride, if you're thinking about a hot tub in the United States, it should be between 95 and 105. And then the last thing is bicarbonate. And bicarbonate that is measured in a basic metabolic panel is, we use this primarily to look at the body's acid-base balance. So the normal range for bicarbonate should be around 23 to 29 milliequivalents. And the trick to remember the normal bicarbonate levels is to think about carbonation in like a can of soda. So if we think of bicarbonate and it's got carbonation in the can of soda, you know, soda is normally sold as a 12-pack. But because it's two bicarbonate, we need to multiply it by 2, which gives us 24. So that helps us remember kind of at the normal range, because the, you know, 2 12-packs is 24. So 24 gives us a rough estimate of where the normal range should be, which is 23 to 29. So in summary, for basic metabolic panel, some easy ways to help you remember what the normal lab values are is if we think about sodium and it's got the word odd in it, think of 135 and it's 135 to 145. Potassium, think of bananas, and they come in bundles at the grocery store in 3 or 5s. So you've got 3.525. And then we've got BUN, think bunions on 1 foot. That foot has 5 digits per limb, and we've got 20 total digits for the normal value being 5 to 20. Creatinine ends with the word 9, which is right in the middle of the normal lab values of 0.6 to 1.2. That 9, 0.9, is right smack dab in the middle. Glucose is energy, and energy starts to kind of go away as we get older. So the normal range for glucose is 70 to 100 milligrams per deciliter. And then we've got calcium, which we associate with milk. And a gallon of milk weighs roughly 8.5 pounds. And if you think about 2% milk, then it's 8.5 to 10.5. And that's the normal range, followed by chloride, which if you think about a hot tub, should be heated around 95 to 105 degrees Fahrenheit. And then you've got your bicarbonate, which is carbonation. Soda comes in 12 packs, but you have to have 2 because of the bicarbonate. And so that makes 24, which is puts you right in the range of normal being 23 to 29. Hopefully this was helpful in trying to help you remember the different lab values, specifically for a complete blood count and a basic metabolic panel. That's all I've got for you today. Go forth and keep on learning.